Pickaxe.
Hey y'all, I'm Dr. Alok Kanoja, but the internet knows me as Dr. K. I spent 7 years studying to become a monk and then became a psychiatrist. I want to tell you a little bit about my podcast, Healthy Gamer GG, where we combine my clinical experience of practicing psychiatry and sprinkle in years of experience as a meditation teacher and sort of focus on spirituality. So on the podcast, we're going to approach very common everyday problems from each of these lenses. And what we really do well is blend science and spirituality to create the most accessible solutions for people for their everyday problems. So check us out at Healthy Gamer GG on YouTube, Spotify, or Apple.
Hello, welcome back to Simon's. Thank you for once again joining us as we delve deeply into the mysteries of news and olds.
Yes.
And adverts.
You say news and olds because we got some older news. A bit out of date.
Not about old people.
Because we're a little bit behind.
But maybe it is.
Maybe.
Old Maybe. News.
Old news. We can't call it that. That's bad. Oh, maybe it's just in case you missed it.
Elder news.
Just in case you missed
just
it.
Just in case you missed it.
Just in case you missed it news.
You may have heard this on other podcasts news.
Yeah, I have heard some of these. And it's annoying because they've been on this list for fucking weeks.
Well.
But that's what happens.
Who cares?
Just because other people have talked about it, it doesn't mean that we can't talk about it.
And, you know, maybe
4 months after they have.
And they've maybe already made all the funny jokes as well.
Yeah.
So if you've heard this already and they've made funnier jokes than us.
I try not to pay too much attention.
Right.
When I hear other podcasts list, you know, talking about a story that I'm going to cover.
And then you just la 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 la.
And just zone it out.
Sure, that's good. You want to avoid spoilers. You know, yeah. For pee-pee spoilers. Go on then.
We got some weird. There's weird stuff today, Lewis. It's weird. So this is an older man, a 74-year-old man named John Jeffs.
Oh.
Not to be confused with Jeff Johns.
It's another man.
Big Jeff.
Big Jeff Johns.
Big Jeff Johns. Yeah.
Who's he? Tom's nodding.
Big
like
Jeff.
He knows who he is.
Bristol. Big Jeff.
Who the fuck is Big
Are you
Jeff
fucking
Johns?
Kidding me?
I don't know who that is.
How the fuck do you not know Big Jeff? He's a very large man. Think Hodor, Christian Nairn style. Big man.
Sure.
Just large all over. Tall, wide, big man. Just large man. He's a big man. That's why they call him Big Jeff.
Okay.
So not to be confused with him, because the name is similar. It's not Jeff Johns. It's John Jeffs, who's the man who had fuck with a Henry Hoover in church. His church.
What are you saying?
This is the news story. The vicar, John Jeffs, again, not Jeff Johns.
This is about as British as it gets. A vicar wearing only stockings.
Yeah, he was wearing stockings as well. Important little detail.
Was having sex with a Henry Hoover
in
church.
He was seen thrusting into the vacuum and later told police he felt naughty.
Listen, maybe he was just... cleaning it out, you know?
With his cock.
Well, maybe, you know.
I think he just had a shower and he changed into a loose-fitting dressing gown and stockings.
Yes. Well, you like to feel comfortable.
He just saw that there was some dust on the floor and was like, I'm going to get rid of this.
Doesn't like it in the house of God.
Yeah, God's not going to be happy. Cleanliness is next to godliness, as it says in Matthew 4:20. So
yeah.
I get the Henry Hoover out, and then he trips on the cord, goes flying, and before he knows it, whoop, he's inside. And then someone discovers him. I'm not quite sure who discovers him in the story.
I'm probably the cleaning lady or someone.
Oh my god, it just gets worse, doesn't it? Anyway, so Lewis,
he was caught in the act by a churchgoer who was attending the church for a fundraiser for Asperger's syndrome.
Yes.
Oh, no. It's awful.
And they walk in and
the
they just see
there.
Him in church with
in
nothing
a, in a Hoover.
Nude apart from a pair of stockings having sex with a Henry the Hoover.
Was it, I mean...
A victimless crime? Question mark? if he wasn't discovered, I mean, he has been put on the sex offenders register.
Okay. What about...
Because it was considered a public
I see.
Place.
I see. Yeah. Whew. Right, well, yeah. I mean, just how did the Henry Hoover... Was he into it? Did he have the smiley face?
I think he has to have the smiley face because he doesn't have a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
There or maybe he's just putting on a brave face. The interesting thing...
Making the best of it.
I want to know whether, like, maybe he's married.
What is the arm thing that you're...
Don't worry about it. Maybe the vicar is married to the Henry the Hoover.
Maybe he... Because he could have done it himself in secret, yeah. Right? Can that happen?
Can a vicar marry himself in secret? No, I think there's got to be witnesses, isn't there? I don't think you can just...
Well,
you have to have a third party.
This
officiate.
Is very, like, modern because it's not a Henrietta Hoover. You know, he's a... Technically, that would have to be a gay marriage.
I want... Because, of course, God did make Adam and Eve, not Adam and Henry the Hoover.
Fucking hell. Well, the joke's this good on the podcast you listen to about this.
I don't know, actually. I don't know.
You just blanked them out.
I hope
we could
so.
Just be repeating them.
I don't think so. I don't think anyone would have said that. I don't know if, like, Americans would even know what a Henry Hoover is.
They've got right? Google. They've Googled this. It's a very British thing, the Henry Hoover, isn't it? You know what I mean? For some reason, they've managed to... I think they got in, like, the school supplies catalogue or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And every time any school or office needed a fucking Hoover, they looked in the catalogue where you get all your desks and stuff from, and it was in there. And they've just kept going. A little bit like London taxi cabs or something, or the buses, you know? It's just this little company making them. And they're still going all these years on.
And there's not just Henry. There's a whole family, right?
Really?
Yeah. Have you not seen... Oh, God. Hetty.
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 That's the one I was thinking of.
She's got eyelashes, so you know she's a girl.
That's it.
Right? James.
Oh.
And George. It's like Thomas the Tank Engine,
they
isn't
are,
it?
Aren't they? A little bit.
James, George and Henry. I like that they're different colours as well.
Kind of a slightly more... slightly larger one. Look, George is...
George is huge. George is a fucking unit.
These are like fetishes.
What?
Do you know what I mean? Henry fetish... Henry fuckers, I call them. Like that. There's probably loads of them out there.
What the fuck? Henry fuckers.
Well, look, this isn't the first time I've heard about someone fucking a Hoover, is it? You've heard about people fucking Hoovers since
never,
ever.
Never, ever heard of this before
people,
in my life.
The idea is that they're sucking. They've got a sucky hole tube thing. They suck. They're suckers. They're sucking away. You might want more power. You might want
a
bigger hole.
Charles.
Charles.
There's a Charles.
He's got pro tools.
Oh, he
and he's
sure
tough
does.
Features.
He sure does.
Oh my god, that one.
Harry!
Oh my god.
There's a fucking Harry!
Harry has a hairo brush.
We gotta get one. Can we get one for the office? £169.99.
Looks a bit like him.
Let's get a fucking Harry.
Harry the Hoover.
Add to basket.
169, nice. Put a TJ.
Henry Micro, that's if you've got a tiny cock. Use the Henry Micro. Yeah. Well, that's it. That's the range. Harry, Charles, George, James, Hetty, Henry, right?
It's a whole family.
A whole family.
I'm just saying that this must be... It's probably not even on the dark web. It's probably just like an open Reddit about it where people are like doing this, you know? This isn't the weirdest thing on the internet even for me to talk about. This sounds like fairly mundane, you know?
May the Dark Lord Satan have mercy on myself for what I'm about to Google.
You're not in church, Simon. I mean, the vicar's already done worse than this, you know, and he was in a church. Is
it? Oh, they did spell it wrong in the article. They Hoover had two
fuckers.
C's in the article. Weird.
Sex. Reddit vacuum sex. See, look, Redditor explains.
Oh, my God.
I'm...
Oh, my God, there's so many. Oh, my God.
Okay, here we go. This is the real deal. This is Dickinson's real deal. Reddit.com/r/sex. Oh, look at the URL. It's got 69 in it. That's the sex number, Lewis.
This is from Filthy McBastard. 12 years ago. See what I mean? It might sound like a joke.
Filthy McBastard.
But give it a try. Fabricate some sort of flow restrictor so the vacuum doesn't suck as vigorously as it normally would. This is why people use those Henrys, because they've got very low suck. You don't want your cock being totally ripped off. Oh, you just God. Want like a nice suck over it, I guess.
Jesus Christ.
Secure your testicles before you proceed.
Having one of them
get sucked into the hose next to your penis is not only painful but terrifying. So I guess you have to like sellotape your testicles down.
You could have like a ring or something.
You would strap. Swear to God that your nut is going to be shredded by the fan far end of that hose. So, do you know what I mean? This has been going on for a while. People have been.
Honestly, at least to secure your testicles, that seems like a really good tip, right? If you learn nothing else from that comment, at least you've got
maybe
that.
Maybe that's why he used the stockings. You know what I mean? Maybe they were like
he's a man in his 70s, so he probably has like one ball in each stocking, right?
Yeah.
And a stocking top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would make sense. He just tucks them away.
His testicles just an inverted V shape.
Let's move on from this anyway.
Sorry.
Folks, welcome to Dungeons and Randomness. Since 2012, myself and an amazing cast of 18 have been telling stories in our homebrew world of Theria. Four different groups explore lost ruins, run for political office, rage against a mad king, set sail to long-forgotten islands, and so much more. Every group has a different story and flavor, and every season, or arc, has a new set of groups and stories, all building the history of our world with every single session. Literally hundreds of hours of stories are waiting for you as part of the Pickaxe Network. Check out Dungeons and Randomness wherever you get your podcasts, and we'll see you around the table.
Elder News, a 99-year-old woman.
Katarina Orduña Perez.
Sure.
Her dying wish was to have a giant dick on her grave.
And, I mean, look at it. It's almost the size of the man.
It's massive. There's a huge stone phallus the size of a man, a vertically stood upright man. And that's being forklifted onto her grave. And she asked for this.
Yeah, she asked for this. She had a great sense of humour.
Was she?
She loved cock.
Did she?
Mexico City. A 5.5 foot tall cock and balls, weighing nearly
600 pounds.
You can read.
Just about.
Good for you.
£600. That's like $500.
It represents her love and joy for life, apparently. She wanted to break the paradigm of everything Mexican. That's absolutely not the words that she used, right?
Sure.
Where things are sometimes hidden because of not having an open mind. She was always very avant-garde, very forward-thinking about things.
She always said,
Nana, Nana, what do you want in your grave, Nana?
A bit cock and balls.
Is that really how it happened? Is that really how it happened?
I reckon she like said it as a joke once. And the family always joked about it.
Yeah.
And she never thought it was actually going to happen.
I think, okay, I'm picturing the scene. She's lying in her deathbed, very serene, ragged breaths. It's not long, maybe minutes.
She's calling the lawyer.
Her family are downstairs. The doctor's sort of breaking the news to them. I'm sorry, but your Nana, she's not got long left. This is her final moments. I'm glad that you could all be here. Just, you know, not too much excitement. She's not, maybe not going to understand too much of what's going on. Just be there and she'll know that you're there. It's very important, these last few moments. Make them nice for her. And Nana's upstairs. She's in bed. She looks out the window and there's a naked man just swinging his cock and balls around. And she's like, and then the door opens and her family come in. Like, Nana, Nana. We're all here. The whole family's here. And she's like, Nana, Nana. Oh, shit. Her mind's going. She's still like, the man's gone out the window. No, he's left. But all she can think about is that there was a naked man just swinging his cock and balls around. Like, Nana, is there any final wishes? Like, maybe you'd like something nice for your grave. We could do that for you.
Cock and balls!
Okay, Nana. You sleep now. We'll sort that out.
I'm still alive. Oh, no, this is it.
And she's fine.
Yeah, and so I guess they... Maybe she was a whimsical soul, you know? She liked to troll people. You can be a troll and a grandma at the same time. That works.
So she had an affinity for penises.
Right.
And what she believed that penises represented.
Right. What do they represent?
So she would refer to, like, her family as Virgus. Maybe that's how it's pronounced. I can't imagine it being pronounced anyway. Which literally pretty much means cock.
Right.
It's used as an insult. Or it could be a compliment, like something's badass. If something is badass, it's Virgus.
Like baller.
So I think that's kind of why she referred to, like, her family as being Virgus. Like, we're all badasses.
We're cock and balls.
We're cocks. We're big, strong cocks.
Yeah, all of us.
So that's presumably, you know...
That was her thing.
She would refer to her family as being cocks.
Yeah, and they were like, ha, 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 ha. And then they tried to move on.
And then no, but seriously.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
I die, I want a giant cock on my grave.
Yes.
And they're like, Nana,
okay, Grandma.
You sure you don't want, I don't know, like an angel or, you know, something nice?
I've already had it carved.
Grim Reaper.
Yeah.
Maybe Eddie out of Iron Maiden.
Sure.
Smoking a blunt.
Right, no.
No.
No, 5.5 foot tall, gigantic cock and balls.
Yeah.
Made of solid stone.
Strange, isn't it?
Well,
it's
you know
very
what?
Strange.
I think you should be allowed to.
Oh my
Jesus
God! We can't
Christ.
Show this on YouTube. We're gonna have to blur this out, Lewis.
It's got a little cross there, a little Jesus cross.
Can
under
we do
it.
What they do in like Japanese pornography and just put like a tiny like line on it?
A
or
tiny
something?
Black rectangle,
or like a few pixels, but you can clearly still see that it's a cock.
Hmm. Well,
a lot of pink.
I'm surprised that the local. They managed to get planning permission for this or whatever. You know, the local churchyard would cool with it. Or maybe it's on, like, private land or something,
maybe.
She doesn't even need to... It's not in, like, a public cemetery.
It's their private family, like, you know... There's, like, a vault and stuff there, clearly, from the picture.
Yeah, or, like, a whole house going on, just with a huge cock and balls on it.
On the roof. Apparently, it took 12 people almost a month to build it.
Wow.
And they apparently had particular difficulty with the testicles.
Okay. There must be some reasons for this.
There's the video of it being unveiled.
Oh my God. It's like it's... Someone's put like a handkerchief over a cock. And then... The gentleman
no idea
is
what he's saying.
Giving a speech in Spanish saying... This is what she wanted. And then everyone claps. Wow. That is a thing.
This is her before she dies. She was very old. So, old people news? Question mark. Not sure if he's an old person, but he's got old man energy.
For sure. A man got onto a sleeper train and spent the night.
A sleeper train, if people aren't aware, it's a train you get on and you go to sleep on it.
And then you wake up and you're in...
You've magically teleported to Edinburgh or whatever.
Yeah, it's a good idea, honestly.
So they leave late at night and they arrive early in the morning.
I could get behind it. Like, you know, you'd think the noise of the rails, the clackety-clack, would put you to sleep. It's It's quite comforting, isn't it? Sitting on a train. Right, right. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Don't know how much of that they still do.
Yeah, probably. Maybe just for fun. It gets right, boring, no, you're right. Doesn't it?
But that's part
Have you seen what train drivers actually do?
What?
They've just got like a lever and that's it, pretty much.
Well,
they don't steer it.
They probably don't even like do the lever anymore. It's probably all automated.
It's a robot. It's like a Johnny cab from Total Recall.
Sure. I wondered what that was.
Yeah.
Thank you for filling me in. So, of course, so he got on, fell asleep, and then woke up after a lovely night's sleep, and they were still in the same place.
So obviously what happened is he overslept, and it went up to from London to Edinburgh, and then went back from Edinburgh to London.
Right.
And he woke up, and he'd done two journeys. No, that's not
how that would have
worked. It didn't move.
It just stayed there.
Oh, it's Glasgow to London, right? Not London to Edinburgh, but Glasgow.
45-mile journey.
It's pretty far. It's pretty far, especially UK trains. Not the fastest.
So
what happened? What's the actual story? So it usually takes 7.5 hours.
So they got all the passengers on, I assume, at 10 p.m.
Yeah,
and they were like, "Night, night, everyone."
Good night.
Off you go to bed.
Good night. They and give them the Horlicks.
They obviously had some issue where the train driver didn't turn up.
That is what it must be, right?
And then it was like 1 a.m. And then it was like 2 a.m. and they still hadn't left. And they were like, well, we can't leave now. But we don't want to wake everyone up.
So he gets on the train at 10:30. He was asleep by 11, out like a light. He wakes up at 5 a.m. Someone's knocking on the door. They give him a coffee and a sausage roll, which is great service, by the way.
Fantastic.
And then explains to him that the train hasn't moved and that they're not in London. They're still in Glasgow. And then you have to get off because they need to use the platform for a different train.
Right. Oh, right. So they have to.
But at least he got a coffee and a sausage roll.
And a good night's sleep, I assume.
Yeah.
And I assume he got his money back, you know. Sounds like an adventure.
It's not really an adventure, is it? You get into a train, fall asleep, you wake up and you're given a sausage roll and a coffee.
It's a very old man thing to do.
Yeah.
You do hear.
We don't know if he... Oh, no, there he is. That's him. So he's actually not really that old. He's not actually that old, Lewis.
He looks pretty fucking old to me.
It's bald. Male pattern baldness, Lewis. 70% of men suffer from it.
He could be anywhere.
It's actually very common in men over 40.
From 40 to 80. Look at him. He looks old. Don't you?
Yeah, you're probably fine, actually. I don't know. It's receding a little bit, but I think you just have a natural widow's peak.
Yeah, it's very... Thank you. No.
5 years' time. Bold as a coot. We're both sat here still doing this fucking show.
Hopefully.
Completely bold.
Well, let's hope.
With blankies over our laps.
Oh, Lewis, do you remember... Do you remember Shadow of Israel? People still fucking going on. Simon, I'm 50 years old. Fuck off.
Yeah. Good times.
Yeah.
Well, it's just old people news. Yeah, I like it. I like this. I like that they just didn't want to wake him up, you know, at like 2 a.m. or whatever.
So there was a heat rave.
Is that what it
was? Yeah, there was a heat rave. There was disruption on the railways.
I see.
So I guess in the chaos.
They just decided to let people sleep through.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is how you get like murder on the Orient Express or something. You know, people get snowed in on a train. They get trapped. You know, there's a detective. Someone gets murdered. Yeah, he's there. And, you know, this is the kind of shit you get. Woken up, I woke up at 5 a.m. with sausage roll and coffee.
He should be lucky, you know, at least he didn't wake up with, like, you know, 20 stab wounds in him.
Yeah.
Dead.
Exactly.
You don't want to wake up dead on the train.
No, that would be a real cracky. That
would ruin your day.
Especially in the wrong city.
There was that time I was in a, I think I had to change trains at some point. I can't remember where the fuck I was going or what I was doing. But I... went to the little cafe, the Skyburst Cafe or whatever the fuck
you
it's
going
called,
on a
right?
journey is like the fucking boop, boop, boop. It's like Mr. Bean off on a fucking adventure. Oh. His little, boop, his little suitcase.
With my little teddy. Yeah. It's fucking that. So, yeah, I go to the cafe, order a coffee. They hand it to me. I walk outside. I take just a few steps and the coffee just sloshes onto my hand. It's the hottest cup of coffee I've ever fucking had in my life. And of course, I can't just drop the coffee everywhere. So I put it down on the ground. And then in front of a whole fucking bunch of people that are just waiting for the train, I'm like, ah! Fuck!
That does sound like something you would do. But of course,
I had the chemist training from my youth of actually not just fucking sloshing a hot, dangerous liquid around. I put it down and then reacted.
Nice. And then you were arrested.
And then I had to pick it up again and like just wait around whilst everyone was staring at me.
You do this. You make a fuss.
The thing
you're
is,
a fussy fuss boy.
I could have gone back into the
you
cafe.
You make a scene.
I could have gone back into the cafe and been like a real Karen about it. Say, excuse me, this coffee you gave me, it's hot.
All right. Yeah, you could have done. A lot of people.
What are you going to do about it?
How do you feel? I was at the Bristol Market the other day, and a woman with her son was with her little son, a little boy.
Oh, no.
And she was like, what do you want? And he was like, I don't know. So they were picking like a sausage to have, a hot dog sausage from this hot dog thing. Anyway, got himself a sausage.
Right.
Walked away like a meter away from
Seagull
it.
Seagull got it.
Seagull comes straight down.
Yeah.
Scared the life
fucking
out of him.
Wankers.
And off with the hot dog.
Fucking verminous. Bastards.
And so the hot dog people.
Did he start crying?
Obviously. Well, he looked proper shocked about it.
Didn't
honestly.
Cry. He was just
didn't cry.
Shocked.
Was just shocked. And his mum was like, turned around and was like, get you another one. And I think they gave. I think they.
The... And then he took two steps and then the seagull swooped down, took the other sausage. She's like, it's all right. Don't worry. We'll get you another one. And they went back. That's. Hot dog stand.
Well, the hot dog stand gave him
round the back
for
of
free.
A hot, round the back of the hot dog stand, not for free. No, they
did. They gave
no,
him for free. They did. They, in this case, they did.
It's a scam they got going. They trained. They trained the seagulls. Seagulls around the back.
When it drops the hot dog back off in the hot dog tray.
Yeah.
It just recycles it for the next customer.
Oh, Jesus. That's disgusting.
Yeah, if they can get it quick enough, well, there's a bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe you can, like, disguise the bite, you know? With a little bit of like.
Put loads of mustard on it so the fuckers like choke on it or something.
Right. Or the little kids.
No, the seagulls, not the little kids.
So they're in on it. You trained them. There's a racket.
No, but if you want to get around it, if you want to break the cycle.
Right.
You have to make it unpalatable for the seagull. Maybe they swoop it up and then they spit it out and then you've got to quickly catch it in the bun. So elderly news? Kind of. I mean, the last one's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah.
We got a theme in the end, didn't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I think this was a nice one, you know? Vicar having sex with a Hoover.
Yeah, what a nice story.
Massive penis on the old dead grandma's grave.
Yeah, it could have been cock news.
And then
honestly.
Man falls asleep on a train, only they doesn't go anywhere and there's no one hurt. So no one really was hurt by any, well.
He was the man that took the train. He was a surgeon and 14 people died because he wasn't able to go. Perform operations on them.
Well, it's God's will, as it says in Matthew 4:20.
Matthew 4:20. It's a very long, very long verse of the Bible. That one. It's got all sorts in it.
Yeah, it's a good one. I recommend it.
Is that the one about the donkey dicks? I think there's a different verse.
That is it. Yeah. How does it go?
What is it? Ezekiel 23:20.
Sure.
She remembered her lover with the penis like a donkey and a flood of semen like a horse. The Bible, everyone. The Bible.
Elder news.
Elder news.
See ya.
Wouldn't it be great if he just transformed? What would he turn into? Like Daff.
Oh, fuck.
Hello, Simon. I've been the dog the whole time. I like it when you touch my ears. Or like this. Oh, yes, Simon. Oh, I like that. Oh, Borida. Borida. Bubbly gum. Bubbly gum, Yakita.
That's it.
That's it. We're ending
it on that.
We're ending it on that.